It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. For most people, the road to retirement can be a long one, and many are concerned, will they have enough money to retire? Capital Management Group's Tom Mignone joins Watching Your Wealth host Veronica Dagger to examine whether you have enough money to finance a long retirement, and if you don't, the steps you need to take to get there. Coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street, to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Tom Mignone is a financial advisor and managing partner of the Capital Management Group. He's here to tell us if we have enough money to finance a long retirement. Tom, first, we want to make sure we're not in debt as we're going into retirement, right?
Definitely. Debt payments can derail a good retirement plan. So pay off your debts before you get into retirement.
And the ideal is not to have a mortgage going into retirement, right?
You know, you can make a financial argument for why you would carry a mortgage, but there's always the real life component of people's peace of mind. And I think it's in a lot of people's mind, it's a lifetime goal to pay off their mortgage and really just know that their home belongs to them. So we find that even though you could justify maybe investing and making the spread and all that, psychologically, I just think it's a good idea to have no debt hanging over your head with your home.
For sure. Now, this is the big question. How much money do we need for retirement?
Well, it varies greatly based on our lifestyle, obviously. So as a rule of thumb, you normally can anticipate drawing down 3 to 4% of the amount invested. So for, if someone had $1 million saved, it might generate $30,000 to $40,000 of inflation-proof income. Then you add Social Security to that and whatever pensions you may have, and that can sort of help you back into what you might need to have saved.
In your experience, because I know you deal with a lot of retirees, do people tend to spend more or spend less than they're expecting in their retirement?
Usually more than they're expecting. Most people look into their retirement and they think all their expenses are going to go away because they won't have the commute, they won't have the dry cleaning bills and all
lunches
those things that
go
with working. But they forget to calculate the cost of recreation, which is, I mean, if you think about your time off, what do you like to do? A lot of times people like to shop and they like to travel. Mm-hmm. They like to play golf. They like to recreate,
which costs
money. So we encourage people to build in a recreation budget and start thinking about how they're going to spend their time. As well, you want to factor in perhaps a rising cost of healthcare as you age.
I would imagine that's a big one. Are you telling folks to expect it's going to cost, you know, 2 times or 3 times more healthcare than it is today? Or do you have any sort of calculus that you're looking at that way?
Well, I mean, it depends on really what type of coverage they've had throughout their working life and how that compares to their post-retirement coverage. I think where people get jammed up is really in the long-term care space, not so much the medical bills. A lot of that will be covered by their health insurance or Medicare plus a supplement, and that can be protected against. But it is important to make sure you have a good long-term care insurance program in place because the uncovered expenses of maintenance and activities of daily living are not covered, and they can be devastating.
That can add up. In terms of unexpected expenses in retirement, what should we be factoring for now before we retire? What have you seen people also get tripped on? The healthcare sounds like a big one. Entertainment.
I think travel's a big one.
A big one too.
Because you know, people have their bucket list and they start crossing it off as they get started.
Yep.
We call it the kid in the candy store phase of retirement, where you sort of want to do all the things that you couldn't do because you were working.
Uh-huh.
And before you know it, the first year or two goes by and you've spent a lot more than you anticipated.
How practical has it been for some of your clients to get that job in retirement? Some people, well, you know, maybe I don't have enough money, but I'll just keep working longer, or I'll just supplement with a part-time job. Has that been practical for people?
We've seen a lot of success in that area, honestly. A lot of our clients have gone into consulting after working, and they have a lot of freedom. They're able to make some income. They keep themselves busy. They keep their minds occupied. They like engaging with younger people in the workforce so that they feel alive and like they're part of society. So I think it's, you know, I know as an employer, we welcome some people from that generation. Right. They have a strong work ethic, and they're very conscientious employees normally.
I'm sure. So if you're looking out at retirement in the coming years and you're saying, hey, I don't think I'm going to have enough money, what are some things people can do now to put themselves in a better position so they can look at their number and be like, okay, this is doable?
I think most of financial success comes from discipline, and discipline starts with paying yourself first, the old adage, pay yourself first. So any type of automatic and systematic savings that you can do, start with the 401k or 403b at work, having
some
it taken.
Catch-ups if you're older.
Right. Take it out of the paycheck. This way you don't even miss the money, because we never seem to have that extra money to put away. It's like closet space. We tend to grow into whatever's there, right? So if you pay yourself first and you budget a certain amount, you usually can enforce a discipline. And also it'll force you to spend a little bit less now, which will carry over into your retirement, hopefully.
That's a great point. Are you telling people to have a budget for their retirement?
For sure. I think you need to look at what you're spending now. Go through line item by line item and see what bills would not be there in retirement. Replace some of those expenses with some of the ones we discussed earlier, with travel, health care, other recreation type expenses, and build a realistic budget and figure out how much money you need in the checkbook. And then don't forget to factor in taxes.
This has been such great info. Thank you so much for joining us, Tom.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.